I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado is proposing tighter rules for taking oil and gas pipelines out of service. The proposal comes after a fatal explosion earlier this year was blamed on gas leaking from a line thought to be abandoned, but was still connected to a well. The rules govern flow lines, which carry oil, gas, and wastewater from wells to tanks and other equipment. A public hearing is scheduled for December. November election ballots are heading out to voters across Colorado this week. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, there's no statewide ballot question this year.
Local issues, including tax and education questions, will dominate the off-year election. Voting will take place in all but six counties. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams says many counties have adopted new equipment that allows the county to verify electronic votes after an election.
So that's an important security issue, particularly when you look at concerns of hacking or other issues.
Williams expects low voter turnout compared to presidential election years, which have the highest. Next year is the governor's race. Williams says that's the second busiest election. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland.
The Air Force Academy is looking into issues of cheating and misconduct in separate instances. The Gazette reports 13 freshmen are accused of cheating on a simple test, and members of the lacrosse team are accused of undisclosed misconduct. The Academy told the paper Superintendent Lieutenant General Jay Silveria is taking the investigation seriously. This is 91.5 KRCC News.